it wasn't uncontroversial for me to accept the science of climate change that 98% of the world scientists believe is true. Huh. No amount of ideology is going to change the physics of that. What I meant was it was misconstrued on some of these right-wing websites. They didn't really read it. I think they came up with some really catchy headlines to get eyeballs.
I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt. I don't think you meant that the police should ban it from Twitter. Okay. But I am interested in the claims you've made about climate science, that it's settled and that 98% of worldwide scientists believe that. How do you know that? Are you a scientist, or have you polled other scientists, or where'd you get that figure?
Well, see, you know, that's another one of those interesting kind of questions, is that...
By the way, I'm not holding you to account for censorship. I'm asking about the claim you just made, that 98% of the world scientists believe in something called climate science. Maybe you can explain what that is in a minute. But first, how do you know that 98% of the world scientists believe what you believe?
Well, listen, Tucker, I didn't want to get into, are you a climate change denier? Are you a skeptic, or what is it?
The essence of science and of journalism is skepticism, because it seeks to get to the truth. And I'm merely asking you, as someone who just said, as a statement of fact, that 98% of the world scientists agree with you, with whatever you believe. I'm wondering how you know that.
Oh, okay. Well, science is not just what I believe, Tucker. I mean, all you need to
do... But how
do
you know 98% of the science... I mean, I often hear people say that. How do you know that? That's just a simple question. How do you know that?
Well, you know what? With your giant research team, you could send people out and find out about it.
I'm merely asking you to explain something you just said live on our show, which is that 98% of the scientists in the world agree with you. And the answer, of course, is you have no idea what climate science is, really. And you have no idea that 98% of the world scientists agree with you, because that's unknowable, right?
Let me tell you. They predicted a long time ago that we would have high precipitation events and low precipitation events. Well, in California, we have both. We have droughts and wildfires, which are low precipitation events. We're having high precipitation events, which is flooding and hurricanes and really strong weather.
The climate scientists.
How about NOAA? You believe in NASA, NOAA, DARPA, the Pentagon? Really, Tucker? You're going to contradict the Pentagon? The Pentagon accepts climate change, climate science.
I'm merely saying, please. You're practicing a species of religion where anybody who doesn't agree with what you believe is a heretic
and should be
penalized. No, because the essence of science is asking questions. And I asked you a very direct question, and you couldn't answer it because you have no idea what the answer is.
No, I can't.
But it doesn't stop you from running around talking about science, this, science, that. But you don't know.
So it is a debate about climate change. Okay, fine. But if you go to a doctor, you don't say, well, I need heart surgery, but how do you know how to do it? Well, guess what? There's trained scientists in NOAA and NASA, even the Pentagon, all over the world.
But you ask questions. Now, you don't just say, I need my leg amputated. Okay, go ahead. You say, well, why is that? And what exactly is wrong?
Normal people ask questions,
and they're not shouted down for it. What you're trying to do to me is call me names, because I'm asking you questions that
you can't
answer.
I'm not calling you anything.
Climate denier.
I asked you if you are a skeptic or a denier. That's fine.
I'm a skeptic of everything, including your answers.
Okay.
Which doesn't make any sense.
When you get on a plane, are you skeptical of the pilots trained to fly it?
I don't get it. And if the pilot smells like booze, I'm happy to ask questions about whether he's fit to fly, because I'm an adult who's autonomous, and I can ask questions like an adult.
But you're a member of a
religious sect that can't deal with honest questions. And that's my only point. And I think you know that I'm right.